So last question I want to ask you about is a more global one, just in terms of what the NSABP is up to nowadays.
So we, besides the trials that I mentioned, like the NSABP B51, BR005, we have an adjuvant trial, NRG BR003, that we're asking the question of adjuvant carboplatin in addition to AC paclitaxel. In other words, the adjuvant role of carboplatin that's accruing, slower than we expected because it's an adjuvant trial. Those patients are mostly in the neoadjuvant setting. And as you know, in the neoadjuvant studies, we saw the increase in PCR about 15% or so, and some trend towards EFS benefits, but obviously that question needs to be addressed. So that's one of the trials that we have now ongoing. We're about to start a trial in advanced HER2-positive patients, first-line trial, looking at the effect of atezolizumab in addition to paclitaxel, trastuzumab, and pertuzumab. So that's a checkpoint inhibitor. And also we have a neoadjuvant study through the NSABP Foundation, the NSABP B59, also Gepard 2's trial with the German group that looks at atezolizumab as neoadjuvant therapy in addition to chemotherapy for triple-negative patients. So this is a randomized trial adding atezolizumab versus placebo with the addition to adjuvant chemotherapy that includes AC or EC with paclitaxel carbo. So that's the main studies that we have now available, the NSABP portfolio. We participate in some of the other studies with CDK inhibitors, such as the PALLAS trial and also the abemaciclib trial. And we also design in a trial for ER-positive, HER2-negative patients with immunotherapy in addition to chemotherapy for high-risk patients after neoadjuvant therapy. So that's about our portfolio for now.
Subsequent to these interviews, the primary results from the phase 3 IMpassion130 trial were presented at the 2018 ESMO meeting and published in the New England Journal of Medicine, demonstrating that the addition of atezolizumab to nab-paclitaxel significantly improved progression-free survival when used in the first-line treatment of patients with advanced triple-negative breast cancer in both the intention-to-treat population and the PD-L1 positive subgroup. At this first interim survival analysis, a clinically meaningful improvement was also reported among patients with PD-L1 positive tumors, where the overall survival was increased by 10 months with a hazard rate of 0.62. This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update Surgical Edition.